What a Muslim should believe. Fundamental beliefs, also known as roots of Islam, are a set of essential beliefs in Islam that every Muslim needs to believe in, otherwise he will not be considered a Muslim. Let's explain. The first root is called Tawheed, which in short means to believe there is only one God. He has no beginning or end. He does not depend on anything. The second one is called Nabuwa, and is to believe God has sent prophets and messengers to guide us, acknowledging the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and what has been revealed to him. The third one is called Qiyamah. This principle implies that humans will be resurrected one day in front of God, and their good and bad actions will be judged. The next two are sub-categories. This is called Adl, which is knowing that God is just and wise, and humans hold the absolute responsibility for their actions, whether good or bad. The fifth one is called Imamah, which is acknowledging the 12 Imams. Imams lead people to the straight path and preserve the religion of Islam. These roots are called Usul al-Din, the roots of Islam. Now we have the branches of faith, or branches of a religion, which refers to actions in Islam that have been legislated. The first one is called Salah, and it is praying the five obligatory prayers every single day. The second is called Sawm, and it is fasting during the holy month of Ramadan in order to gain closeness to God. The third is called Hajj, embarking on the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca at least once in one's lifetime, if capable. The fourth is Zakah, which is giving charity to the needy. The fifth is Khums, or Islamic tax, paying one-fifth of our income towards the community. The sixth is Jihad, striving to overcome our evil desires and whims in order to improve ourselves. Seventh is Amr bil Ma'ruf, to call people to do good deeds and enjoy the good. Eighth is Nahi an al Munkar, forbidding the evil, to stop people and call people away from evil deeds. The ninth one is called Tawalli, which is loving and obeying the prophets and the Imams alayhi salam. And the tenth one is Tabarri, which is staying away from the enemies of the Prophet, the Imams and Islam. We also have the fruits of the tree, which are also known as Akhlaq, which are the morals and manners, and this is what attracts people towards religion and each other. If our understanding in our theology and Usul al-Din is strong, it will make healthy branches. The Salah, the Sawm, all will be beautiful and healthy, and the result of our actions will produce healthy fruit, which will attract people towards Islam. If our roots are corrupted, our branches will be weak and will produce rotten fruit.